You have Amos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yavamas Babli, Daf Savi Aleph. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nunhe with Aleph at the Mishnah. That's Halacha base. Rabbi Yossi Eime, Ksubasa, Anichse Balarishin. Rabbi Yossi says that her Ksuba is collected from her first husband's property. Raza Eime, Harishin, Zakai B'mirsi Asa, Masi Adair, Rehobahafer Nidorea. Raza says that the first husband receives her Mitzios and earnings, and may annul her vows. Rabbi Shimon says that if the first husband dies and his brother did give him a chalitza, he exempted the sarah. If she has a child from the first husband, he's not a mamza. Nisus Shilav Roshus Moteres Nachazolai. If she married without special permission of Beis Din, if she had two witnesses, she may return to her first husband. Nisus Al Pi Beis Din Teitzei Petur Min Hakorban Ufshlei. If she was married through permission of Beis Din, she must leave both husbands, which is exempt from the korban. If she was married without permission of Beis Din, she must leave and bring a korban. Great is the power of Beis Din, it exempts her from a korban. If Beis Din instructed her to remarry and she was makalko, which means she married someone forbidden to her, she must bring a korban, because she was only authorized to remarry Beheta. And the Gemara says, let me take out the next sentence, it should say, Ma amma Rabbi Yossi, v'shar kol hadvarim. What does Rabbi Yossi say about the other signs? Mishnim in Adar, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, kol shu poisel al yedei achirim, poisel al yedei atzmai, v'chol she eina poisel al yedei achirim, eina poisel al yedei atzmai. We learn in a later Mishnah, in which Pliny heard that his wife died, he married a sister, and later his wife returned. Yes, he says, anyone who forbids others forbids to himself. Anyone who does not forbid others does not forbid to himself. If his wife's sister was married and she married Pliny because she heard that also her husband died, Pliny forbids her to her husband. Only then, Pliny forbids also his own wife to himself. Amrabi Abba, Rabbi Amnuna, Rabbi Zeira, Treoin, Amrin, Zeu, Rosh Shoperek. Rabbi Abba Bar Hamnuna and Rabbi Zeira said that this refers to the beginning of the parak, which means one who remarried based on one witness and her husband returned. Adama lecholak Rabbi Yossi b'shar kol hadvarim. We can infer that Rabbi Yossi does not argue about all the other signs, means that she becomes forbidden to her husband. Ma amar b'lozer b'ksuba. What does b'lozer hold about the ksuba? Ma im dvarim shenafla derech issa atay mezakai ksuba shenafla derech heta lekol shekein. Of his matters that came through Issa, which is Mitzias and earnings that came to her while staying with her first husband, Be'issa, the brother says that he acquires them. The ksuba which came to him through Heta means the dowry that she brought into the marriage, or the more so that he keeps it. Mistava to Rabbi Laza, say Yoidi Rabbi Yossi, say Yoidi Rabbi Laza. Presumably Rabbi Laza does not admit to Rabbi Yossi, who says that she gets back her dowry. But Rabbi Yossi admits to Blaza, Rabbi Yossi doesn't fine her to lose her dowry when she leaves him, and even he should fine her to lose her materials and earnings if she remained within the Issa. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Blaza, Yodin Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, La Yodi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Blaza. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Blaza agree to Rabbi Shimon regarding materials and earnings, we consider as if they're married, even when she remains within the Issa. Or more so regarding Yibam, which is after his death, we consider that they're married. Shimon does not admit to Yossi and Rabbi, because Yibam after his death, it's as if they were married, but from Matthias and earnings, when she remains with him, but if so, we don't treat them as if they're married. Ada Amma, Adub Shimon, Bia Psula, Preteris. We can infer that Shimon holds that Bia Psula, which is Yibam, which is forbidden, exempts her Tzara. Is it not reasonable that the text of our Mishnah should be opposite? If she remarried through permission of Beis Din, she should be permitted to return to her first husband, because great is the power of Beis Din, like we say about Korban. If she remarried without permission, she should be forbidden to return. Amar Yochanan Divri Rabbi Shimon, Asa Beis Din, Haryasam, Kazadain, Isha Isha, Nisus Shilab Roshus, Kishkagas Isha Isha. Rabbi Yochanan answered, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Beis Din made one to transgress through their Hayra, like a man and another's wife, and made it. If she remarried without permission, it's like a man and another's wife, b'shoigig. Am Rabbi Yochanan, leis kan patura el chayebes. Rabbi Yochanan says the text of our Mishnah should not say she's exempt from a korban, but rather she's liable. Since all see that her husband is alive, it's as if there was no Hayrah. Even if it's as if there's a Hayrah, they rule that one may have relations with an Eshes Ish, this totally uproots the Aveira. Such Hayrah is invalid. Take out the next sentence, they should say, Kemosha Hoyru ad Chamesh Shonim Uteres, Nekamveilech Asura. Answer, they never intended to permit her if her husband will return. It's as if they ruled that she committed for 5 years and afterwards forbidden. Yehei Kain and Bekilkul. Well, the Gemara asked her exemption should be even if she was Mekalkil and married someone forbidden to her because she relied on the Hayrah. Akilkul Deim Elechil Echelev Vadam, Veshahiru Mutter Lechol Chelev Veachol Dam. Now it says, her kilku is like eating chelev or blood, when Bastin ruled that one may eat chelev, and he ate blood. If he didn't rely on Bastin, also here, she did not rely on Bastin.